Hello, welcome back to my podcast. This is Kate Sullivan, and today I will be getting interviewed by Tim Sullivan on the book Refugee by Alan Gratz.
So Kate, before we discuss the purpose of the book, can you give us a quick summary of what it's about?
So this book is about three different people living during three different times, and they all go through the same sorts of trials and tribulations. They're all trying to escape the countries they live in. So we have Josef, who is living under Hitler's rule in Nazi Germany, and he is a Jewish boy, so he and his family have to flee the country before they get killed by the Nazis, who do not want them around. And Isabella is a Cuban girl whose father got in trouble with the law, so they are escaping Fidel Castro, the dictator of Cuba, so they can live a free life in America. And Mahmoud is a Syrian boy whose apartment got blown up, so he and his family have nowhere to live, so they are trying to escape to Germany, who is accepting any refugees from Syria.
Okay, so you mentioned the boy in Germany and the girl in Cuba, and then the kid in Syria. When are these all at the same time, or when do they take place?
Josef's story takes place in 1938, Isabella's takes place in 1994, and Mahmoud takes place in 2015.
So Kate, what is the author's purpose in writing Refugee? What is he trying to get across?
I believe that the author's purpose of this book is for people to identify with these three different refugees living in different time periods to show the universal nature of what being a refugee is. And the reader is supposed to understand that these children are just like them, and they're going through very difficult trials that are put upon them by country leaders. And although the stories take place in different time zones in different countries, Josef, Isabella, and Mahmoud are all going through similar experiences to escape a country they're not welcomed in.
So Kate, you mentioned the running from kind of political oppression. Who are they running from, each of the kids?
Josef and his family are running from Hitler and the Nazi Party. Isabella and her family are running from a communist Cuba led by Fidel Castro. And Mahmoud is running from the civil war in Syria and Bashar al-Assad.
So Kate, with Josef leaving Germany, where is he fleeing to and does he make it?
Josef is fleeing to Cuba by ship, and they are waiting there until the USA lets them in. But he does not make it, because when he gets to Cuba, the ship is turned away by police officers, and they are forced to go back to Europe because the United States won't let them in either. And so they land in France, where eventually Hitler and the Nazis take over, so they have to be on the run again. And unfortunately, Josef and his mother gets caught, and they have to go into concentration camps where they eventually will get killed. However, Josef's sister is able to become free.
That's too bad. With Isabella and her family in Cuba and Mahmoud running from the government in Syria, where are those two going, and do they make it?
Isabella and her family and neighbors are sailing over to USA on a small man-made boat by them, and although that she loses a friend and her grandfather along the way, her and the majority of the people on the boat do end up making it to the United States. And Mahmoud and his family are running to Germany, where they believe they will be accepted as refugees. And his mother, along the way, has to give up his baby sister to a bunch of strangers in desperation. So he does lose his little sister, Hannah, but the rest of the family makes it to Germany, where they are accepted by a host family, who turns out to be Josef's little sister, Ruthie.
So it seems interesting that the main characters, even though they're in different time periods under different political regimes, are all going through very similar circumstances.
Yes, it is interesting. It shows that humanity as a whole has not really changed, and there will always be people that do not like others that are different from them. And although countries have learned from their mistakes, that does not mean the whole world has. So the mistakes that Germany has made happened to Cuba about 50 years later, and the same mistakes made by Cuba are happening in 2015 in Syria. So it's interesting to see that the humans do not learn from all that has been going on in history.
That's interesting with the countries that these characters are fleeing from. But I'm interested, what about the countries they're going to? Were they accepted with open arms in the book?
No, not all of the countries were accepting, and the Syrians that were marching over to Germany are similar to the migrant caravans that we see today. The Central Americans marching over to the USA, however, the USA is not accepting of them. That is why Donald Trump would like to build the wall so that the refugees cannot seek a better life in America. But the book really shows us that all these refugees are just people who are trying to escape the oppression of their lives.
So, Kate, do you think we have a duty as a country, as a nation, to try to accept these refugees?
Yes, I do believe that we, the United States, have a duty to accept these refugees because we often pride ourselves on being the melting pot of all countries and cultures. So if we are turning our backs on the refugees who need help and want a better life in this country, then we are just turning our backs on the foundation we built this country on, that we are different from other countries, that we are an accepting of all cultures, and we want to help out anyone who needs it.
Well, thank you, Kate, for discussing this book and having me on your podcast. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Tim. Thank you for tuning in on this week's podcast of Refugee by Alan Gratz. Hope you enjoyed. See you next time.